Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello,
Speaking.
Sophie. Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian.
You're the first two in the call.
Ah, and you hear me? It's great.
Yeah, do you use Skype? Hello, who joined? This is Florian speaking.
Hi, Florian. Can you hear me?
Hi, David. Yes, I can.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. You?
Good. I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. Who else is here?
I think Sophie is also with us.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
I think Sophie is also with us.
Bonjour, Sophie.
Hi, yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Or rather early today, as far as I can see. Hello, who joined? This is Florian speaking.
Oh, hi, Florence. It's Drew. I just joined to listen.
Hi, Drew. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, André.
Noch jemand da oder sind wir zu zweit?
Sophie und David are with us.
Ah, okay.
Hello.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Italo.
Hi.
Hello, Italo.
Let's wait maybe 3 more minutes until 5 past, and then we can start. I think Charles will join, and I don't know for the rest. Sophie, just a technical question. You're using the Skype account, the private one that I sent you to dial in.
Yes.
Okay, then I know it works. That's good to know.
I'm using the
TalkTiva.
Florian, Lauren, I'm using TalkU. It works for me every time, huh?
Oh, okay. We had the problem.
And I've been in several countries in the world. I dialed in, and no problem, huh?
Okay. We had the problem that, or TalkU told me that they only can, for all conferences they host, can only have 10 people at the same time, because they have to pay some licensing fees to Skype per channel. And sometimes Sophie had a problem and when she wanted to dial in that all the channels were already used. So we did some technical trick to get her in, and I just wanted to know if it works for her.
Oh, okay. I never had a problem myself, but only one time when the server seemed to be out, huh?
Okay. And they actually told me that they have issues, because you have to pay to Skype per line, and so it's a monthly fee, and I checked, I think it's about 7, 8, 9 euros per month you have to pay per channel, per user, and so they have it limited, and sometimes we run into the problem that doesn't work, so what's good to hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's have a quick look at the agenda already. Then we have... Hello?
Hello, everyone. This is Charles Hull speaking.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Sophie. So, Sophie, I will see you next week, by the way, in Paris.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Excuse me.
I will see you next week in Paris.
Maybe not next week, the week after.
The week after, okay.
Yes, because I won't stay in Paris. I go to Bordeaux.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see.
Then I will come back to find my place in Paris.
Yeah. Okay.
At the beginning of August.
Okay.
Okay, then I propose we jump in. The first question is always the interesting one. Does anybody volunteer to take notes for this call?
If nobody else, I can take notes.
That would be great, thanks. I'm totally swamped this week again. So that would be great. Okay, thanks, Charles. So we have actually three action items. I just would like to quickly add one on top. Did all of you manage to read my revised blog post draft about the board of directors that I sent out today?
No, not yet. Not me. But I was quite fine with the first one, with some comments.
Okay, then just have a look, and if nobody objects, I will post it out today, tonight. The content is the same, but I changed a lot of words to make it a bit nicer. So, just so you know. Okay. So then let's jump in. The first action item is called here, clarification about which decision pertain to the SC and which pertain to Teams. Who added that one, actually?
It's me back. Is Italo back? I was cut off.
Ah, okay.
Before we start discussing, how many steering committee members do we have actually in the call? Me, Florian, Sophie, Charles, Italo.
Yeah, fine.
Charles.
That's one missing for a quorum, as far as I recall. Okay.
Maybe Andre will come along in a while, huh?
Andre is here.
I'm here.
Ah, okay.
That's me.
Tossed is on vacation, and for the rest, I must confess I don't know.
Core's on vacation, so he will not join. Didn't hear about Michael, I don't know.
Do we have anything, just we could ping those people via SMS, do we have anything important that we need to decide tonight in the call?
Well, we proposed to decide about the legal implication of the Windows screenshot issue today.
Okay, so what one is missing?
Let's start discussing. I connect to IRC and see if somebody is around in my...
Okay.
Michael is not on
IRC. Okay. I don't know for the rest. Actually, I think that action item 2 and 3 go hand in hand. One is the who takes which decision, or otherwise put, what the SC has to decide and what it's better that the teams decide on their own. And then the next action item would be to discuss about the screenshots topic. And I think they go somehow hand in hand. So, shall we? Or who actually added the question on what decisions the steering committee has to make and what should be done by the teams? Any one of you add this?
Wasn't that Italo?
I think that's...
Sorry, I hear very badly. Can you please repeat?
We have the first action item where we discuss which decisions are to be made by the steering committee and which decisions should better be made by the teams or groups.
Yes, I've added this one because of the next one. Because about the screenshots, I don't think that this, at least for the time being, not having any specific issue, is not something that should be discussed by the steering committee. But it's something that should be discussed by the teams. So I wanted to clarify a little bit what is something that should be discussed by the steering committee, which I think is more high level, if we want to call high level things, and less this kind of stuff, which I find more suited for the teams, unless of course there are issues. But on the screenshots, I don't see issues at the moment. I mean, if one team wants to feels that using screenshots on one platform for consistency is the best choice, and in this case I understand that this is the documentation team, I don't see why the steering committee should enter into this kind of discussion or decision. Of course, this is my position, it's not everyone's, but I don't see why we should take such a position on a topic where there are so many different positions. I don't find it as an issue. Other people find this as an issue. Honestly, I don't think that the steering committee should discuss this kind of stuff. But yeah, of course, I'm just one.
In general, I agree to this. There's one point within the screenshot issue that should be discussed or might be discussed at the steering committee or board of directors. This is the legal implication. So
yep.
I'm willing to discuss this. But for all the other stuff, if we, independent of the legal implication, if we should enforce the one platform screenshot or if we should allow anything, or this should be discussed and decided within the team that is working on this. And what scares me a little is the initial mail from Tom, that there was a decision within the documentation team, and then one man showed up and tried to disagree or have another decision. So I don't know why a team can come to a decision and then only one man can destroy this decision completely. So this is what scares me. Mm-hmm. Normally, if the decision is taken and people start to work that way, then let's keep it that way.
May I just say something?
I agree with you.
Yep. David?
Yeah. This is an SC conf call, and normally, since I'm not a member of the SC, I wouldn't have a right to talk. but given the issue that's being discussed, would you like me to join in the conversation, or should I just listen and wait for the public comments at the end?
The calls are open for quite a while. Okay. Everybody
because
can.
When I say the people who are actually working on the topic should decide, so we really want to listen to the people who work on this topic. So I'd even be happy if more people from the documentation team would join, so that
we can have
a good decision and a good base for decision.
Okay. Well, I'd like to answer Andre. First of all, this is not a case of one person overturning a decision by the documentation team, because in real terms at this time, the documentation team is fairly small. There's not a large number of regular contributors. If you read back in the lists, no specific decision has been taken about whether to use simply screenshots from Linux or whether we can use screenshots from Windows. Actually, in the documentation team, we do not have a leader as such. There is nobody who is an official leader, either recognized by the SC or voted for as such by the team. So I don't see how I could overturn a decision by the team. But the real question is this. In many threads, in a number of threads that have arisen on the website mailing list, now on the design mailing list, and it's overflowed into the documentation and the SC mailing list, there have been a certain number of people who have been against the use of Windows screenshots because they feel that this brings legal liability for TDF, while other people feel that Microsoft never sued anybody, especially not an open source project such as you know, similar to TDF, for using screenshots of their products taken on a Windows platform. We're not talking about using screenshots of Microsoft products in our documentation or website. We're talking about using screenshots of LibreOffice products taken on a Windows platform. Me personally, I don't see a particular risk from it, and I've seen that a certain number of people agree with me, and a certain number of people do not seem to agree with me. And given that there's the question of legal liability arising from the possible use of Windows screenshots, according to these people, we really do need some kind of official position from the SC about this.
Okay, so we are the real question to the steering committee is about the legal implications. So we are not discussing if you should use only one theme or whatever, but we are discussing about the legal implications.
First of all, we're not talking about themes here. That's another issue that is definitely meant to be discussed within the teams. We're talking about whether it's acceptable to have Windows screenshots taken and placed in LibreOffice documentation or on the LibreOffice website. Basically, the motion I put before you in the minutes reflects pretty much the questions that have arisen from the threads, the way I see it, in any case.
Okay, so as we do not have a quorum at the moment, we cannot have a decision, but what I would propose is that we now work on something that can be taken as decision and then put it in the mailing list and let the steering committee members vote via email, if we accept this. And my take on this would be, as I already wrote in the mail, I am fully aware of the possible legal risk because the German team already analyzed this 2 years ago. So, yes, there might be a risk, or at least Microsoft is claiming to have rights on such screenshots. But I don't think that this right is enforceable. So there is no higher risk taking screenshots of LibreOffice on Windows than of taking screenshots of LibreOffice and Linux. So it should be allowed or to have screenshots taken on Windows. And as long as TDF is the publisher of a document, the risk is at the TDF side. But I personally would bear the risk because it's very, very low to my in my view. Anyway, if people at the documentation team feel that they do not want to take the risk taking screenshots on Windows, so they are free to take screenshots on Linux. That's their personal decision.
Okay, fine. Well, so we can go ahead and use Windows screenshots. If some contributor comes along and say, hey, I want to do some work for the team, but I'm using Windows, that's okay with the SC, therefore, that we use Windows screenshots. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. So if a volunteer comes around, says, I'm working on Windows, and it's easier to me to contribute screenshots taken on Windows, to have this in a documentation published by TDF. So I would say this is okay.
Yeah. Cool. How about the website?
Yeah, it's the same.
Same answer?
Yeah.
I see it's similar. Yeah, I guess we have to distinct, and that's what Andre wanted to say, that we as SC should not get into discussions that relate to the core work of the documentation team, like which team to use. But as soon as we run into the legal topics, I indeed very much appreciate when topics are sent to the SC or later on the board of directors, because they are then in charge. And for the actual question, I would join Andrew's opinion. I recall we had the discussions a few years ago. I know that nearly any book author, in at least in Germany, uses Windows screenshots. I'm not aware of any single case where this led to any suing by Microsoft. So I would consider this just theoretical risk that I think is doable. That's my opinion on that.
Anyway, I would recommend to take screenshots on Linux, but we should not enforce this just to not stop people working.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm folks, it's just me taking notes here.
Yep.
Can we perhaps summarize this in the following way with a key word? It's called subsidiarity. So basically, the principle is the teams decide what's best for them and for their area of competency. And whenever there is a legal question or a legal matter, or there is a, let's say, a conflict or a discussion that seems to find no possible decision, then it gets taken to the SC.
Correct. That's for agenda item 2, yes.
And 1 as well.
Number 1 is in the wiki, the who is taking notes question. That's where the confusion might come from. So it looks as if we would be done with the 2 action items at the moment. Or did I miss any point?
Are you actually going to take a proper vote of this on the mailing list, or are we going to leave the discussion as it stands at the moment?
I want to... Well, we have now on the decision what pertain to the SC and which to the teams. We have a summary from Charles, and I want to have a summary for the other topic as well. Charles, are you already ready to do a summary, or?
Sorry?
Let me see, I could probably post you a summary of the question if you like, and let me just have a look through the thread, and basically
not a summary on the discussion, but a summary on what
of
our proposed decision would be. So my proposal would be that we feel that it's safe to take screenshots on Windows, and we would allow to have TDF documentation with screenshots on Windows, we should, anyway, we would recommend to use Linux screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
But we do not enforce this.
Okay, and this same statement would apply to the web website as well, if I understood correctly.
Yeah, it's a general statement. But indeed, which team is focusing on more Windows screenshots or Linux screenshots or whatever type of screenshots, that should be up to the team.
Cool. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so actually we seem to be done with both action items, if I'm not mistaken. So the next and, according to the wiki, last action item would be to discuss about the changes for the membership committee.
Yeah, I think, well, this was put by me.
Obviously.
Again, we have no quorum, so, from the discussion at the mailing list, my idea to add the current deputies seems okay with most of the people. The only thing what is, quite controversial is to add David. So, but as Simon volunteered to at least help with the elections, I would say we get Simon into the membership committee for the moment, and we should mention again, after we did the election for the board of directors, we need to re-elect the membership committee anyway, so you will have changes in the membership committee.
May I just...
Maybe to answer David's question, that we would need a more broader membership committee. Yeah, but David, please.
Sorry, yeah. I would just like to say that, you know, if you accept this idea, if you're interested, I'm perfectly willing to volunteer to help out with the MC. So far, I see that you don't have any new members.
The member?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because, I mean, you don't have any really many new members, new people on the MC as such. What you have is a lot of people from the original, older OpenOffice.org community. But you don't really have any new blood in there. I'd love to see some new blood in there, and I'd be delighted to help out on the MC.
I understand this, but for the moment, my most pressing issue is to prepare the elections. So, We need people used to do something like this already. So I would rather pick up people that already did some elections or organized elections within a community for the moment.
And people who know the community also.
After that, I'm
that's why we are
to have a completely new election with new members of the membership committee.
Okay.
But I don't want to do this now because we have to do the board of directors election.
Yeah, and I think the order makes sense because for those who maybe didn't spot the blog posting is that in the future or according to the legal statutes, members of the board of directors will then not be able to have at the same time a seat in the membership committee. So we'll see some new faces in there anyway, I guess. Okay, do we have anything left? At least according to the wiki, we should be done, and I heard that there are some other calls for some people today. So if there is nothing really urgent, I would even call this a day. Okay. Perfect. And then I think we hear each other in Saturday next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, the latest, if not earlier.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Simon Phipps. Managing to get off my OSI board call. Greetings.
Hi, Simon.
Simon, we are just done.
Yeah, we were just...
Perfect timing. I can claim credit without actually having to contribute.
Yeah, but anyway, I just suggested to get you in the membership committee, so if you volunteer today. But we did not be able to decide upon this because we have no quorum at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything urgent in your agenda, Simon? We're just about to close the call because some people have other calls today.
No, I was interested to in the making sure that the discussion about Windows screenshots didn't result in anything other than a go get a room and sort it out to the documentation group.
Yeah, we agreed that. Yeah, Andre.
Yeah, we agreed that we see no real risk in taking screenshots on Windows, and the rest of the decisions is up to the team.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, then I think we could call it a day. Agenda is true. And, yeah, again, we hear each other next week, Saturday. And, yeah, then have a nice evening, everybody, and thanks for joining.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.